Now in studio with me is Mr. Michael Sugrue, consultant breast and general surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital. A very good morning to you. Thank you much so much for joining us, Mr. Sugrue.
Greg, thank you very much for asking me to come in. And it's nice to, I think it's been 3 years since we last spoke.
I know. The last time you came in, you had just released your book, your picture book. It's probably be me describing it as a picture book is probably doing it a disservice, but it was a book of your pictures that you'd taken, a beautiful piece of work. Working on anything in that regard at the moment?
Yes, well, we have a new book coming out in December the 3rd.
Oh, excellent.
It's called Hidden Donegal, and that's an anthology of local poets. We've 28 Donegal poets combined with my photography, and that's going to be, I hope, a wonderful book for people who have a link to Donegal. It's a 200-page hard copy book, and looking forward to the launch on December the 3rd in the Regional Culture Centre.
Yeah, of course, produced the same incredibly high standard as the last book I saw of yours.
Yes, we've gone a little step further, so hopefully it'll be even a higher standard. It's all printed and published in Ireland, and very grateful to the 28 poets who contributed.
Very exciting. Okay, that's almost as an aside. We might speak about that another time. We're also speaking to you ahead of the Northwest Breast Cancer Charity Ball. It's on Friday, the 2nd of December, 2022. It's in the Silver Tassie Hotel. I'm looking through it here, and it looks fantastic. And if we were trying to get rid of tickets, it would be no bother. But there's no need to, because it's a sellout already, not surprisingly.
Yes, look, it's great to see the community coming together. I mean, it has been difficult times, and you know, our sympathies go out to people who are still grieving and struggling after Grease Law and other sad events in people's lives. So this is really about the community coming together. Mm-hmm. And there has been a phenomenal response this year. I suppose we've all been through difficult times with COVID and other tragedies. And this is about the community coming together. There's a fantastic committee of six, and they do wonderful work. The generosity of local businesses in providing gifts for the evening it's amazing. So it's a celebration and an opportunity for us to, you know, enjoy the evening and have a little bit of glamour.
And enjoy other people's company in a public setting as well.
Yes.
And it helps to raise funds for the Breast Centre Northwest. Now, in terms of, you know, medicine, presumably, and in terms of research, sorry, I meant to say, you can always refine and improve. And also in terms of prevention and understanding, is that what research really means to the layperson?
Yes. I mean, there are some key questions that you would have. So with research, you have a question that you want answered. And then you set up a strategy to do that. And we've been very lucky over the last 15 years. We had Alison Johnson in the position as research coordinator, funded completely by the public over a 9-year period. And we're very proud of what we've achieved as a unit, and the unit involves both oncology, radiation, radiology, radiation oncology, the nursing staff. So it's not just about one person, it's about the team. So our research would have a strong clinical focus. We're a small unit relative to the others, and even though we're a university hospital, we don't have, say, laboratories, so we don't do DNA studies, or we don't do, micron studies and things. Ours would be more clinically based. The oncology unit has a big link with the national unit, and Dr. Duffy and Dr. Kamak and Vuzak lead out on that with Janice Richmond, and Mary Grace was involved in that. So they look at the oncology side of things. Then we have our nursing research. We look at lymphedema, breast outcomes. So if you want to say, for example, how do you improve outcomes from surgery? We would look at things like wound infection, cosmetic outcomes, patient-related outcomes, and we've published on all these. And that's very, very important. So it's like a good football team or a cycling team. The marginal gain is so important. So you might only make a little 1 percentage point gain, but all these marginal gains add up to a better experience for the patient.
Yeah, and listeners might be forgiven who wouldn't be aware for thinking that this is research that solely maybe influences what happens at Letterkenny University Hospital, but that's not the case. The research and papers are widely published. You could say, and you described it as relatively small. It's certainly punching above its weight, though, in terms of its contribution to the greater conversation.
Well, we like to think we make a contribution. It was interesting. I was invited to speak at the Cleveland Clinic about 2-3 years ago, and they looked at our wound bundle, and they actually took aspects of our wound bundle. You know, these are concepts that other centres will take. Our work on lymphedema has been quite interesting, and Mr. Varsagalis does specific work on breast modelling and types of surgery. So it's quite an interesting and exciting avenue. Mm-hmm. In addition, what has been really exciting is to have students come and spend the summer with us, and these tend to be attracted back to the region. So that's really helpful to have those students contribute.
Yeah. And in terms of the work that you are doing from a research perspective, does that cause any frustration in that through issues like diagnosis, delayed treatment, issues with treatment of the pathway through treatment? That's lagging, or is it laggard, perhaps arguably you could say, as it relates to implementing research findings, be it locally or otherwise. From someone within health, is that frustrating? Or maybe I haven't painted an accurate picture from your perspective.
Well, what we do is we try and look, Greg, at trying to optimise outcomes. So we want to avoid delayed diagnosis. We want to avoid adverse outcomes. So that's the fundamental goal of research and audit, is to try and avoid that scenario. And like we're very pleased with our figures from our unit. And I was just looking at our figures for this year alone. We've seen over 3,000 patients in the unit this year, of which 2,000 are new patients. So that's a phenomenal throughput. And we're now trying to get our waiting list down. We run Saturday clinics in the months of November and December, just to try and help and ease the anxieties of those ladies who have to wait.
And they're all breast care patients, are they?
These are all just breast care patients.
Right. Is that an unusually high figure? Is that cases that maybe were not presenting during COVID, or does it point to something else that's happening out in the community, or is that what you unfortunately would expect?
Yes, unfortunately, you know, for ladies, a lot of symptoms occur. So it's very hard for ladies to decide is a lump, you know, innocent, or is there something more sinister? So you have a whole constellation of symptoms. You have a breast lump, you may have breast pain, nipple discharge, skin changes, a family history that really want to reduce their risk. So the numbers that we see are in keeping with national figures. So they're not greater than national figures, but it shows the throughput and the importance of the unit, even though it's a smaller unit in the national context.
For sure, especially proportionate to the population. When you strip out most of half the population and you eliminate those who are under a certain age, or even maybe over a certain age, it points to a really high incident of people either exploring if there is an issue or actually an issue being discovered. Like, it's, you know, doing the maths in my head, it's really, you know, I didn't expect it to be quite that number.
Well, we see roughly between 200 and 250 new referrals to our unit every month. Mm. And then we have roughly 100 review patients who come back. So that's roughly, you know, 300 patients a month. So that has to be seen by the team. And so I would like to think we provide an important service to the region. Our population base is about 200,000. We do see patients from South Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. Small numbers.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Now, in relation to the research, is there a particular focus at the moment on any particular areas or anything upcoming? What is the team working on at the moment?
Right, we've been doing some work on lymphedema for the last 5 years. So we organised.
What is that?
Lymphedema is swelling of the arm, mm-hmm. or it could be of the leg if you had melanoma surgery in your leg, for example. So it's a swelling of a limb. In relation to the breast unit, it's obviously the upper limb, and it's swelling that is that is permanent. It's very difficult to treat it. There are elements to treatment, including massage therapy, physiotherapy, compression stocking. But we really want to minimize the incidence of it, because once you get it, Greg, it's very hard for the patient to get rid of it. So we've been looking at our surgical techniques. So we have some special surgical techniques that we use to try and minimize our rate of lymphedema. So our rates of lymphedema are very, very low, fortunately. We do see lymphedema, and some of our patients unfortunately have it. And usually that's a combination of factors. So it's either they have an advanced disease, a combination of radiotherapy with the surgery. So we've been looking at that. We've enrolled patients prospectively in that over the last 5 years, and we will be submitting that for scientific publication soon.
Okay, yeah, and I think whilst it's rare, I think a lot of people who have women around them who have had cancer will have come across this. Okay, that's exciting. Hopefully it's exciting. Anything where we're advancing, you know, against this awful, awful disease and what it can leave behind it. And that's why the likes of the Letterkenny University Hospital, Northwest Breast Cancer Charity Ball are so important. And just to sicking people as to the majority of us who will miss out, it kicks off on Friday the 2nd of December with a drinks reception at 7:15, dinner at 8. Black tie formals. So expect people to dress up a little bit, of course. It gives them great latitude to show off their wardrobe. Music by the Bentley Boys. And the host is Noel Cunningham, who